Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
An eco think tank has recommended people in high-income countries, you and me, we need to radically reduce our fashion consumption, they say, to have any meaningful impact on global warming. The Hot or Cool Institute said purchases of new garments should be limited, but wait till you hear this, to only 5 items of clothing a year. Could you do it? Well, joining us now is broadcaster and sustainability champion Fionnuala Moran. You're very welcome, Fionnuala, to the programme. You went cold turkey, didn't you, on shopping a couple of years ago?
I did. I love an extreme New Year's resolution. I went vegan overnight in 2018, and then come 2019, I'd watched a documentary about fast fashion, and my cognitive dissonance was shattered overnight, and jumped in at the deep end and did no less than a 6-month buying ban for myself. So that was a little baptism of fire into it. And it was a fascinating experiment, even psychologically, just exploring what kind of triggers were telling me to shop. I would have been part of the first generation of people who grew up with Instagram and with social media and all of these kind of outside forces telling us, oh, once you've like taken a photo in your outfit once, you can never wear it again, blah, blah, blah. Like absolutely wild, really recently learned mad patterns
mad
of behaviour.
Was it difficult?
Yeah, genuinely. It was in some ways. At the time, I would have been doing a lot of red carpet reporting what worked. So I was standing beside like these gorgeous influencers whose job was basically to look as polished as is humanly possible. So there were some days, like a few months into just shopping my own wardrobe, as I would call it at the time, I was a little bit like, oh God, do I look a bit shabby, blah, blah, blah. But that was something I really trained myself out of very, very quickly.
How did you do that? Because that's the problem, isn't it? People compare themselves to others and they say, oh, he or she looks so good, I have to buy something else.
Yes, 1,000,000%. And there's so many forces telling us to do that all the time. So some of the things I started doing initially was I unsubscribed from any email that was going to be coming into my inbox telling me to go buy and stuff. I also started reporting abuse on any of the ads that were telling me to buy loads of fast fashion. I was like, go away! So those stopped disappearing off my feed. And then as well, I did a little bit of a purge. So I was unfollowing different accounts that were kind of telling me I needed new stuff all of the time as well. And that was just a good way to make my feed way more creative. I started following some people who are doing really cool men in and upcycling, and over the course of it then I started to get really creative myself. Now I've only recently done my first sewing course, and I'm 4 years into my sustainable fashion journey now, but I worked with really cool local tailors to upcycle old neck curtains that came with our house into a dress for one event, and then I updated another dress for another event with the help of the tailors as well.
You turned curtains into a dress, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's up on my Instagram if anyone's to have a laugh. Like, everyone jokes, they're always like, don't take my tabletop, like, don't take the cushions that I'm just going to rob every piece of textile they have
in
place.
Pull yourself together, woman.
Boom, boom. You know, it's all good textile.
Can I ask you this, though, right? Do you think anybody could do this? Because this is what this is what the think tank is saying. Look, if we want to have any meaningful impact on the climate and climate change and all that, we need to stop buying clothes, basically.
I think once you get into the flow of your life, I would have been in my mid to late 20s when I started this. And I think at that point in your life, you kind of know what your lifestyle looks like. You're not going through massive changes like school or college. Your body might kind of be staying in the same general shape. So that's a good time there and beyond to be able to do this and say, I kind of know my own style now. I'm going to see what I have. I'm going to just shop my own wardrobe, figure out what's in there. And a lot of the time, even if people can't commit to just doing 5 items a year, because that is obviously as extreme as well as my 6-month buying ban, if they can commit to just even doing a thing that I found so useful when I started off, which is a 3-day pause. So this is going to totally stop you doing impulse buying.
Yeah.
It's going to save you an absolute fortune. And it's going to make you realize when you see things visually merchandised to perfection, if you take a little pause, wait 3 days, and then if you still want it and think that there is genuinely a gap for that in your wardrobe,
I'm laughing because I'm going to shock you now. A 3-day pause. I have one jumper for over 20 years.
You sustainable fashion icon. Bravo. I'm actually wearing one of my dad's jumpers today. I was out with my mom this morning. I saw it in his wardrobe and I robbed it back off him because I used to wear this one loads when I was in secondary school, and now 15 odd years later, it's still there. Good as new in the wardrobe.
Well done.
And
you
I
win.
After it again.
You win that one. Fionnuala Moran, that is why you are the sustainability champion and top broadcaster as well. Thank you very much indeed. 51551.